On Saturday, September 18th in Toronto, 40 people came out for a pink block action called to confront the police. The cops were planning on hosting a queer recruitment drive at the 519 Community Center in the village. Organized under the banner, No Queers in Uniform, they planned their own recruitment drive to draw attention to the queerphobic policies and tactics of the police. Earful of Queer was there to get the lowdown on exactly what was going down on Church Street. The demonstration handed out informational pamphlets, held speeches and chants, and took over the sidewalk in front of the police recruitment drive to disrupt their attempts at recruiting any more queers to their force. We spoke with one of the organizers about the event, and here is what they said.
So, can you tell me a bit about what the demo was today?
Well, we gathered in the park beside the 519 Community Center to resist the pinkwashing of the queer community. The OPP were holding a queer recruitment symposium inside. And, I mean, it's not just about the pinkwashing. These are community centers, are safer spaces for community members, marginalized communities. Bringing the OPP or any police into these spaces are turning your back on what we're really supposed to be doing, and that's building strong communities and supporting our fellow community members.
And how was the turnout today? Was it good?
It was good. I mean, we had a good turnout. We had several speakers. Everyone was really high energy. And it was great. I think we got the point across. And, I mean, we're going to follow up with the 519 and continue to hold them accountable for, you know, their actions and what they're doing to the community.
Coming out of the G20, when a lot of queers and trans folk and a lot of people were targeted by the police with violence, how's that entered into kind of queers organizing against the police here?
Well, I mean, the G20 highlighted the violence that many people experience on a daily basis. I think it made it more evident that, you know, there's still violence happening towards the queer people. I mean, looking at the 519 a little bit closer, I found in some of their statements on their website where they talk about the police protecting, you know, the gay community for years, and I think that's, you know, they're kissing ass. I don't know really what that's supposed to mean, but I think that, like, I mean, the violence from the G20 is nothing new. More people saw it, and it's been, like, you know, out in the open more now, but, yeah, and I'm glad for that, but, I mean, I'm not glad that the violence happened, but I'm glad that more people are looking at it in a more critical way.
How do you think queer organizing has come out after the G20? There was a lot of, like, out queer organizing that happened there, and since then there's been a demo that outside of the 519 when Bill Blair came there to confront him on the, like, policies of the police, and there's this demo, and so how do you see that, or how do you see it progressing? What do you feel like the queer resistance is looking like now?
Well, I hope it grows. You know, there's been, like, several movements within Toronto that were queer-based, and I'd like to see that happen again. I'd like to see more people getting involved, you know, and getting more, like, you know, radical queer people involved with this movement and actually creating a movement, especially following the G20 that's, you know, anti-police, anti-prison, and yeah, I'd like to see a movement grow and dismantle the prison industrial complex.
And so as queers who are against the police, where do we go from here?
Get involved with your communities, find out what's already going on. And when I say get involved with your communities, I don't just mean the queer community. I mean, like, there are communities that are other community members that experience violence in their community, and the police come in and harass and jail their kids, basically, without actually ever fixing the problem. And people are angry. So, like, you know, we need to start looking at who's wants to be involved, and we need to start thinking about who we're going to for answers, right? Because, I mean, as a queer community, there's a lot of people that experience police harassment, have been in jail, but there's hundreds and hundreds of people that experience this and that are in jail or not in jail, and I mean, these are the people we need to start talking to.
Do you have any messages for the police who are trying to recruit queer people into their forces?
Yeah, you're not fooling us. You can recruit and brainwash as many queers as you want, but it doesn't make your policing any safer, and it doesn't make you any better.
After the event, we spoke with a bunch of folks about what brought them to this demonstration. Why did you come out to this demonstration against the police at the 519 Community Center?
I'm here because I oppose policing, period. Not just policing in queer communities or against queer and trans folks, but because I am part of a movement that seeks to abolish policing entirely and to reconsider why we feel that policing is the only way that we know how to keep ourselves safe, because I think that the system of policing and prisons and courts and the whole criminal legal system entirely is force and oppression and violence itself. And so I'm here to add my voice to that.
Well, I'm pretty new to this community, but I think there's a narrative that the police are really pushing that we should trust the police. The police are on our side, and I think buying into that makes us less safe. Yeah. Even if you think you're part of this protected class, the police actually look out for the interests of, like, you know, the white, straight, middle class or upper middle class establishment. Like, it doesn't take that much to lose that status. And, yeah, we all need to recognize that the police are not on our side, and that when we trust the police, we're putting ourselves in danger and our community in danger.
I believe, first of all, that the 519 as a community center should exist for the people that it's meant to serve, mainly low-income people, street youth, sex workers, all people of color, trans people that are going to come into contact with the cops. And I feel that using that space as a police recruitment event is offensive and contrary to what community should be. On kind of a broader note, as a trans person, I'm extremely upset and worried about how the prison industrial complex punishes trans people, specifically trans women, looking at how trans women within the prison system are routinely victims of sexual assault, not only at the hands of prisoners, but also at the hands of guards. They're often thrown into solitary confinement for their own, quote, protection. There's been lots of scientific studies and accounts showing that psychologically it's very damaging and to people's health and well-being. It's not a way to keep people safe. It's a way to punish and hurt people, essentially, for being trans. And trans women essentially end up in the prison system because their lives are criminalized because of many things.
I know for myself, a lot of friends and acquaintances were really affected by the G20 oppression by the police. That really affected me personally. And when I knew that there was a very specific demonstration going on today to protest that specific targeting against the queer community, I really wanted to come out and show my support, my solidarity, and be present too as a queer person.
If we're talking specifically about why the police, or why I oppose the police at the 519 Community Center, being a space that is dedicated towards anti-oppression and towards being a community space for queer people, including such things as the drop-in, which normally and is supposed to be happening today, with a bunch of cops inside, it's making a very triggering space and a very harmful space for a lot of the people who normally access the service. The queer and trans people who are, and other communities as well, who access this service, who are normally going into this space because they are in a unprivileged situation, which is a situation that the police are commonly targeting and is what they're here for in the first place, is to oppress people. So the fact that the 519 is colluding with them in this is just disgusting. The fact that they're going in here with a pinkwashing agenda and an attempt to make it look as though the OPP, or any police force for that matter, is a non-homophobic force because of their allowance of queer people into their force in the first place is absolutely ridiculous, because regardless of the identity or the identity politic of any individual officer, they are still working to create oppression in our society. So we're here today just opposing not only police recruitment and police presence at the 519, but continued policing and working towards creating a community that's strong enough to resist policing and get rid of it.
I think that there is a very, very particular moment that is happening in our community right now. And I'm not just talking about Toronto, I'm not talking about the GTA or Southern Ontario. I think it's happening everywhere, that a lot of people are just finally really, really encountering, a lot of people who wouldn't encounter police brutality and violence on a daily basis are actually encountering it and seeing the urgency that most of us as people of color, or like as marginalized communities, we see them on a daily basis. And I think that that's taken, like, it's hit home since the G20. And, you know, with the inclusion of some sort of like dialogue, or so quote dialogue, in the you know, in the queer community about policing and police and how we can be safe around it, we need to start having those conversations, saying that historically the police have never ever served and protected any of us. and continuously on a daily basis, they don't protect the poor, they don't protect sex workers, they don't protect homeless people. They actually repress them. And I think that that needs to hit home, especially for queers who don't really get acquainted with that on a daily basis. So when our community center is being taken by the police, it needs to. We need to denounce it and the cry against it and say that, no, we're actually part of a broader community that is constantly being repressed by this.
What did you think of the turnout of queers against the police?
I feel it was a really good turnout. It felt really empowering, personally, too, to see, like, the numbers we had. We completely took over the front of the street, in front of the center. I think queer resistance means not selling out other groups for our own benefit. It doesn't mean selling out sex workers or drug users or people of color or undocumented peoples, because all of those people have queer members in their communities as well, and we can't forget that. So we need to stand in solidarity with people who are continuously criminalized and not join the forces of those who are criminalizing them.
It was awesome. It was just fully awesome.
It was really exciting to see. It was also really, I felt like the people who spoke from some of the most targeted communities, like former prisoners and folks who have been profiled and harassed by police. And so that is really nice for me to see. Like, I want to see those folks leading the movement against policing.
I think it's totally fantastic and it's totally rad. And I encourage all the queers to come out and be awesome, like all of us. But I think one of the most important parts is that I think that in this process, because a lot of us organizers tried really hard to build connections, and I think in the connection building, a lot of the rally and aspect of the rally was a little lost, because we were really trying to connect with community centers. We were trying to connect with sex workers on the street. We were trying to connect with a lot of those people, and it was really difficult to do that while also planning some sort of action or rally around it. And that was a challenge, but I think that the crowd was pretty awesome, and we saw some people that we talked to before, and it was great. And I think that's the thing. We're here to build a movement of community and people being accountable to each other. We're not here to just rally, right?
So many hotties! Oh my God, this is amazing.
With the success of this demo, let's hope this marks the beginning of an upshift in our communities actively opposing police intrusions into our lives and our spaces. Queers hold a place within the larger struggle against the police, prisons, and the politicians who pay them. Just over 40 years ago, queers fought the police during the Stonewall riots because their intrusions into our lives were revolting. You're listening to Earful of Queer on CFRU 93.3 FM.